Clyde Pilkington here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Bet you didn't know that God was a happy God. It's startling revelation, isn't it? But it's so true. You wouldn't know that by looking at the God of religion. He seems cold, calloused, cantankerous even, and just plain unhappy. And he's out to make your life miserable as well. But the true God of Scripture is revealed as being the happy God. Unlike the religious views of God, our God is truly a God of joy. He's not an old man with a scowl on his face. He's actually the happy God. And we have the Scriptures that teach us this. We have to go to Paul to see it. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11. According to the glorious good news of the happy God. Here Paul calls God the happy God. Most versions translate this phrase, the happy God, as the blessed God. It's interesting, though, these same versions that translate this, the blessed God, when they get to this Greek word in other passages, they translate that word as happy. What makes the same Greek word translated happy in one place and blessed in another? And maybe it's the theology of the translators that caused them to have a real difficult time viewing God as happy. And they couldn't just bring themselves to translate it consistently that way. There are a couple versions that are consistent with their translation. One is a concordant literal New Testament that says, in accord with the evangel of the glory of the happy God. Also, Rotherham says, according to the glad message of the glory of the happy God. The source of this revelation that God's happy is Paul. God uses Paul to reveal to us that he's happy. This message that God is happy is uniquely committed to the trust of Paul, God's grace apostle. And we can tell that in that very verse that we see that God is happy. 1 Timothy 1:11, according to the glorious good news of the happy God, which was committed, Paul says, to my trust. Christendom is completely unaware that God's happy, because they've missed the distinct revelation that was committed to Paul's trust. To know God as the happy God, you're going to have to view him through the letters of Paul. Without such a knowledge of this unique unveiling of the true nature of God by the international apostle of Christ, one's left with an incomplete view of God. After all, God gave Paul the job to complete or fulfill or fill up the Word of God. Now, why is God so happy? Well, why wouldn't he be? For he works all things after the counsel of his own will. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. The God of religion is desperately trying to gain control of his lost universe. Yet he's already conceded that he's going to lose the battle and forever forfeit the vast majority of his creation to the hand of his more successful opponent. Little wonder that the God of religion is so annoyed and mad. But not so with the true God of Scriptures. God's happy because he designed a great plan of redemption that includes the reconciliation of everything back to himself. This is the good news that was committed to Paul's trust, the good news of the happy God. The glorious good news encompasses the completed, successful cross work of the Lord Jesus Christ for all of God's creation. Two great verses, Ephesians chapter 1 and Colossians chapter 1, tell us of this vast, all-encompassing work of Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in earth and which are in heaven, even in him. Colossians 1, 20, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether there be things in earth or things in heaven. Never forget it. God's never lost control of his universe. He's in charge. He always has been. He always will be. Every plan of his is right on schedule. And one day, he's going to reach that glorious consummation, and he will be all in all. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 28. Therefore, regardless of what religion thinks or says to the contrary, Father is happy. He's the happy God, and he's the only true source of our joy and happiness. And when Father's happy, his children can be happy. Paul even talks about David in Romans chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. For even David also describes the happiness of the man unto whom God credits righteousness apart from works, saying, happy are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Happy is the man to whom the Lord will not charge sin. So get out and enjoy life. Wake up every morning and bask in the goodness and grace of the happy God who loves you just the way you are. And he lives in you. For in him we live and move and have our being. Embrace his happiness throughout the day, regardless of the situation or circumstances that we find ourselves in. Proverbs 16:20 says, whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. Now, a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Ricky Skaggs singing, Spread a Little Love.
Sometimes this crazy world can make us all feel bad. I sit and watch the news and just get mad. We need to stop and smell the roses in the ground. So get out today, spread a little love around. Talk to a neighbor, volunteer a favor, help out a stranger when his car's broke down. Take your wife a kissing, when your kids talk, listen. It makes a lovely sound, spread a little love around. You know it don't take much to make somebody's day. A kind word or tender touch goes a long way. We could change the whole world if we start in our hometown. So get out today, spread a little love around. Tell your mom you love her, bear hug your brother. Treat your sister to a night out on the town. Throw the ball for over, wrestle in the clover. Put a smile on that old hound, spread a little love around. Slap your mama's fanny, tickle on old granny. Dance with the kids and act just like a clown. A little tiny kiss and hug, everybody needs